Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. No, it really is. It's absolutely Tuesday. We got some great stuff going on. If you missed the conversation with Gordon Chang a little bit earlier today, here's my advice. Head on over to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. You can take a listen to that. There's some good stuff that we've got up there that has happened on this here little program through the last couple of years. I think we've still got, the most downloaded thing up there is the Jeff Katz Show going head-to-head with Bob Good when Bob Good was so nasty. Remember that? Oh, my God, he just shot himself in the foot. Still the most downloaded piece of News Radio WRVA in the history of News Radio WRVA. Dinesh D'Souza is back with us today. I'm so happy. It's been a while since he's been here. A brilliant guy. Always love having him on the program. There's so much to talk about, including this this new film, Vindicating Trump. Dinesh, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Oh, listen, the pleasure is always ours. So let's get right to it. Tell me a little bit about Vindicating Trump. What is it and what are you telling people?
It is a movie and it is a book. Both have the same title. And the website is VindicatingTrump.com to get movie tickets, also to pre-order the book, which is actually officially out today. So essentially the film tells the Trump story, but in a fresh way. It makes the case for Trump. Okay. And it tries to get a grip on why it is that this guy is the sort of target of unending streams of attacks that began with character assassination, legal assassination, the so-called lawfare, now two actual assassination attempts. I mean, somebody must be a very scary guy to some people to provoke this kind of attack. No other Republican comes close. So what is it about Trump? If I think back historically, only Lincoln provoked this level of, like, this torrent of hatred. And with Lincoln, the hatred wasn't over Lincoln. It was really over slavery. It was over the issues. But with Trump, it's very much over Trump. It's over the man. And so this is a film that tries to bring out in a fresh way who Trump really is.
Well, it's such an interesting matter to address. And you're right. One of the things I know, you're talking about assassination, and we are talking about a character assassination, political assassination, legal assassination, and then the actual assassination attempts. That's what you lay out here at VindicatingTrump.com. There was a period of time, Dinesh, where Donald Trump was beloved, it seems, by all the people who now are engaged in every effort possible to kneecap the guy. So what is it? What's changed?
Well, let me give a little image that I think tells a story. You remember the famous scene, of course, it's in the film. Trump is coming down the escalator at Trump Tower, and he's announcing that he's running for president. That was the fateful moment in which things really changed for him. So let's look at that for a second. At the top of the escalator, I kind of envision all the cultural elite, people like Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres and all the Hollywood people. And they all love Trump. They want to be seen with Trump, photographed with Trump. But then Trump does something very significant. He gets on the escalator, he descends, he goes down. Now, where does he go down to? Who's down? In my view, I kind of envision the ordinary American down at the bottom of the escalator. This is the guy who's like been ignored. He's been sidelined by both parties. His job has been traded away. He's been screwed over. And this guy looks up at the escalator and he goes, wait a minute. Who is this guy? He's not one of us, but he's taking up our cause. And you can see why so many Americans have become so devoted, so attached to Trump, because he didn't have to do this. He didn't have to take their side. At the same time, for the people at the top of the escalator, the cultural elite, they see Trump as having sold them out. Wait a minute, where are you going, buddy? You're one of us. Why are you taking up the cause of those pitchfork people and turning against us? So you can see in a single image how the same people that used to lionize Trump have now become his deadly enemies.
Oh my gosh, Dinesh, I've never heard it described that way, but good Lord, man, that is spot on. That is 110% correct.
It is a very bizarre phenomenon that, Trump is an unusual guy. I can't say I know like tons of billionaires, but I know a few. And what happens is, when people become very successful, they usually sort of secede away from the middle class, right? They get a plane, suddenly their meals are catered, suddenly they aren't, they never show up in the grocery store, you never see them at the post office. So they disappear from the general public. Now, interestingly, Trump never did that. And so there's a relatability that Trump shows. And the centerpiece of this film is a one-on-one conversation with Trump, and I try to bring out these aspects of Trump that are normally never seen in public. So it's quite a unique experience to see Trump and me kind of going at it one-on-one.
Oh, my gosh. Dinesh D'Souza and Donald Trump. Boy, that is the hottest tag team that I can think of, Dinesh. And I want to go back for a second because you point out that Donald Trump, as he descends this escalator, is leaving sort of that rarefied air at the top with the Hollywood types. And you're right. They all wanted to be with Trump. Oprah Winfrey said, hey, if you're going to run for president someday, I want to be your vice president. Woo, woo, woo. We're all going to do this. And he comes down. Now, he's still got the billions of dollars, and he still is eating Big Macs, and all these fancy people thought that was oh so cute when he ate them then, and now they're the rest of us going, man, good for you. You really are a man of the people. So you spend this time with him, Dinesh. Did you walk away saying, wow, he really is a man of the people?
Yes, but when I look at someone like Trump up close, other mysteries immediately pop out, and become apparent to me. Because I say to myself, all right, we're sitting in Mar-a-Lago, and look at this place. It's like a medieval mansion. It's a Moorish cathedral. And I'm like, this place makes the White House, and I used to work in the White House, so I know. It makes the White House look like low-income housing, right? And so I say to myself, okay, if I were Trump, if I were a billionaire, if I were in my 70s and had maybe 10 years to live, I've got grandchildren, I've got this wonderful life, I've got my own plane. Like, why am I doing this? Like, look at what it's gotten me. 91 criminal charges. People want to kill me. Yep. I'd be like, I'm out of here.
Yep.
And so the mystery of why Trump persists and pushes forward when he knows that all this trouble would go away, that's not a normal behavior by Trump. It requires explanation. And so these are the kinds of questions I think about, and I also put directly to Trump to get him to answer them. So it makes the interview with Trump unique. It's not the same stuff that he normally gets asked, where he gives, it's kind of like hearing Trump talk at a rally. This is a very different Trump you meet in this movie.
Oh, my gosh. VindicatingTrump.com is the website. You can find out all about the film, VindicatingTrump.com. What a great piece of insight, Dinesh. And Dinesh D'Souza is with us. This is Dinesh's latest work, Vindicating Trump. I'm with you, man. I don't even have to be in my 70s. I can be in my 50s as I am. If I got $1 billion and I got an airplane, you're never going to see me again. I'm not leaving a four-rigged address. I'll be on an island somewhere picking sand out of my belly button,
Exactly. Trump is as mysterious. I mean, just to give you a different image, and this is an image that's in the film, and I asked Trump about it directly. Before I came to America, I didn't know a lot about the country. I mainly was exposed to Western movies, American movies and war movies and Westerns, right?
Okay.
And for me, the mysterious figure of the Western is always the unknown guy who comes over the mountain when the gangsters have taken over the town. And that's sort of Trump. There's a sort of an enigmatic quality. Nobody knows why the guy even showed up, but the gangsters know right away that this guy is the threat. they have to get rid of. They're not scared of the old sheriff with his 80-year-old rifle, you know. They're scared of the outsider, the Clint Eastwood figure, the Charles Bronson, the John Wayne.
Yeah.
And I think that is we're living in some senses out. We're living out that kind of Western without knowing the ending.
So I don't want to give away everything that's in the film because I want people to get to go and see the film. I want them to get the book. But did you get a straightforward answer from Donald Trump when you put that question to him? Hey, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I think that Trump believes that the country is in a serious, maybe close to irreversible crisis. That there is a tipping point, and if we go beyond the tipping point, it's going to be really hard to come back.
Right.
And then finally, I think he believes that he is the only guy who can turn it around. And by the way, I agree. I think that where the Republicans are so beaten down, so scared of the media. I mean, you know as well as I do that any other Republican facing like two criminal charges would have exited the race and fled the field,
never to
be heard from again.
That's right. That's right. I my personal experience with the president is so limited, but I sent to him one-on-one. I said, Mr. President, when you came down that escalator, and let's face it, for all of us, Dinesh, that's a defining moment. You point out what it really is. It's this descent to those of us who are on the ground level, right? We're the commoners and the rest of it. But I said to him, I've got to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I didn't believe you were running. And he looked at me, and he didn't say anything. I said, well, I didn't. I thought to myself, again, you got billions of dollars. You've got an amazing life. You don't really have to do a lot of heavy lifting. It's mostly indoor work, and he laughed at that. I said, I don't know why anybody
would. Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Would give that up. I said, and I watched you, Mr. President, for 4 years, and I thought, you're doing this because of your grandchildren, right? I mean, that's what this is, that he loves this country. He has such a passion for this country. He wants his grandchildren, not just his children, but his grandchildren to have a chance. And so he lays it all on the line. To me, it is mind-boggling, Dinesh.
You know, I think in the end, it's an act of gratitude on his part. If you look at Trump's life, and this is not something I say directly in the film, but it's true. It's a little bit more said in the book, is this. Trump has been defined really by two important crossings. The one we've already talked about, the coming down the escalator.
Yep.
That was a crossing. But the earlier crossing was Trump's dad had a pretty successful but kind of small-time real estate business in Queens, kind of across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's first crossing was to cross the bridge from Queens into Manhattan. And there he became a major, not only entrepreneurial figure and builder of the New York skyline, but also a cultural celebrity. He sort of defined himself. He became the embodiment of the American dream. And I think he's grateful for the country enabling him to do that. And I think he wants to preserve a country that allows people to sort of start with nothing, if you will, climb up the ladder. And this is why this Trump story appeals to so many people. It appeals to J.D. Vance, who had a very different version of the American dream, or me coming to America with $500 at the age of 17 from Bombay, India. Trump's story is, in a way, our story written in italics.
It is. He is the embodiment of the American dream. Well, Dinesh D'Souza with us. Vindicating Trump is the name of the book. It's the name of the movie. The website is VindicatingTrump.com. So now, Dinesh, I need people to see the movie and get the book. How do we do this?
Yes, if you go to the website, the movie's still in theaters, although it's starting to fade. It's been 2 weeks in theaters already, so pretty soon it'll be available in streaming. You can pre-order DVDs right off the website. And the book is available at Amazon, or Barnes & Noble, and there's also a tab on the movie website to order copies of the book. Book is officially out today, okay. So grab your copy.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do, Dinesh. We'll make sure we share all of that on all of our social media platforms. I want people to pre-order that DVD. I want them to get the book. I want to. I'm looking forward. Maybe I want to throw like a little party at my house and bring like a dozen people over to watch it when it hits the streaming, especially because this. I'm so grateful to you for making the film. You make great films. You already know that. But this is one of those stories that just has to be told. And especially now we're less than a month away from Election Day, man. This is a story that must be told.
You'll enjoy it. It's told in an extremely entertaining way. And yet all the key content is in there. I've long believed that if you make a movie, people go to the movies for entertainment.
Yeah.
So you can't make a movie that's just for the messaging, but if you make a movie that's engaging, entertaining, great story, then you can do a lot of messaging inside of that.
Well, there's very few people that do it as well as you do. Dinesh D'Souza, I always appreciate you making time for us. Vindicating Trump is the name of the book. Order it today. Vindicating Trump is the name of the film. You can pre-order the DVD or find one of the theaters where it's playing. VindicatingTrump.com. Dinesh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you again, my friend. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Dinesh D'Souza. Great, great guy, and I'm excited. Vindicating Trump. VindicatingTrump.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app